I'm just gonna show you. Like, I feel like there's no way that I can set this up.
I'm afraid.
That, like, can prepare you.
Oh.
Ew, what is it? Is that a shark? Oh, don't think. What?
Oh, look at it.
What is that?
Ew.
It looks like some horror movie.
Ew. And welcome to the IGA podcast, a comedy podcast where three friends from Harvard bring their surprising facts and popular misconceptions about the world.
So last week we talked about the internet, and the week before we talked about Korea, and this week we have something different altogether, which is the animal kingdom. So this ought to be very, very interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love animals. Okay, so Josh, what's something that brought you pain, disappointment, and or surprise this week?
Oh, so every time someone asks me for, like, an interesting animal fact, like, my go-to is that otters will hold hands with each other while they sleep, so they drift away.
That's so cute! That's so cute!
So cute!
Like, and so I was Googling this, just to, like, fact-check whatnot. And it turns out they will also do something else, which is they will, like, wrap seaweed around themselves and, like, form a raft so that they don't drift, like, off together when they sleep.
But that's
and
so...
And they're, like, literally called a raft of otters. Like, wow.
And you know, the moms put their babies on their stomachs and, like, put them on their backs?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, babies will, like, curl up on the mother's stomach while they, like, while she, like, floats so they can sleep without, like, drowning or whatever.
Where do you guys hear about these? Like, this is what I want to know, is, like, where do you hear about these, like, facts? Like, cute facts.
Right there. Yeah. Also, sometimes, like, this kind of stuff just sticks to you. Like, this is the important things you have to know. Not, like, the quadratic formula. But, like, otters hold their hands.
Wait, quadratic formula. Let's see if I remember.
No, please don't. There's a song, though. This is the only...
Square root.
No, it's... There's some. It's the beginning.
Oh,
it's
wait,
like plus na, 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 na. It's wait. Isn't it like? Is it b negative?
The bottom is 2ab.
The bottom is just 2a.
Wait. If you give me the, is it b? It's b, right? Plus or minus, or is it something else?
It's minus b.
Oh,
minus.
It's okay. Okay. So the song. I swear the song is like. Negative b plus or minus the square root 4a squared minus 2ab? That doesn't sound right.
It's pretty close. If you want to Google the song.
Yeah. Let me find the song. Quadratic formula song. Okay.
For all the listeners out there, this is a comedy podcast and clearly not, like, SAT math advice, so.
Don't take advice from us. Well, I remember that cells are made of organelles. I'm trying to remember the next.
The mitochondria.
Do you guys know the song?
No, I don't know the song.
Yeah, no, it's like cells. They're made of organelles. You try to pull a fast one, and the
wow, cells. She's a rapper. We got L Dog over here. Like, you did not just do the hang loose with the tongue, and I can't believe we have that on video. I can't. Oh my god, Lena, we were literally playing Scriblio. It's like the online Pictionary thing with HCAP, and someone drew a cell, and I didn't get it, but people got it so fast. Like, how do you just remember what a cell looks like? Like, I literally thought it was a Pop-Tart, bro, and I was like, why am I not getting this right? Like, I swear it's a Pop-Tart. And it was like, cell. Yeah, and then I thought it was like toast or something, but like, I guess I wasn't even thinking about the things at the top. Anyway,
but to bring it back to cute animal facts,
cute animal
which is what this episode is about. Now, internet spirals was last week, but like some other otter facts that I like found as I was kind of fact checking my sea otters hold hand things was that otters have like a pocket in their skin where they keep their favorite rock. They just like have a, like a pet rock that they keep, which I think I can personally relate to because I had a pet rock in like year 5.
Yeah, wait, what?
What was it called?
Didn't have a name.
But you didn't even name it?
You had a pet rock and you didn't name it?
It just sat there on my...
But is it even a pet rock then? Or is it just like, oh, like a cute rock that you found on the street, you know what I mean?
No, I'd like wash it and stuff. To keep it clean.
I wash it.
Didn't name it. The Rock's like, damn, name me first, then buy me a drink, then you can bathe.
It's not like it's gonna come if I call it. I won it from like a raffle prize.
That's a shitty raffle prize. You just win a. Was it like a nice rock, like an obsidian, or like was it just like a rock?
It was just like, I think like orange glass or something.
So it wasn't even a rock. It was glass. So this rock out here is like, man, homeboy, not only can he like not name me, but he doesn't even know that I'm fully not even a rock. Like, and now you're going to put your hands on me. How dare you?
Well, technically obsidian is also glass.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, Ross.
Wait, I have a question. What do the otters do with their favorite?
They wash it, obviously. Obviously. Bet they don't name it, yeah.
So otters need to eat as well. And they like to eat shells and like mollusks and whatnot. But they like have a hard shell, so they need to crack it open. Oh. They'll have their rock and they'll like use it to crack it open.
The poor rock.
So otters are also like very intelligent. And then some otters are particularly fond of their rock. And then it'll be the exact same favorite rock for the rest of their lives.
Oh, that's so nice.
Wow. Yeah. It's like an engagement ring that you give to yourself.
Are we sure that they like it? And like they're not just like too lazy to find an otter.
I hope it's like that.
Like, you know when you have a friend and like they're okay, but like you can't be bothered to befriend more people, so you just like kind of stay with that friend for the rest of
Oh my god,
life.
Lena, what are you trying to tell us?
You know, nothing much. I'm just struggling.
That's crazy. But yeah, I especially feel bad for those people who are in like those relationships, like long-term relationships. And they're like, oh, it's been like 9 years and I don't even like them, but it's like too late to find someone else. Lena, I'm starting to feel like this would be a movie you would star in, actually.
What's to say?
Anyways.
Yeah. And I guess like question is like, do you guys have any like cute animal facts or like animals that you find really, really cute? Like one thing I thought of, I think is like pretty controversial. I'm not sure if it's controversial or not. It's like axolotls. Like, some people think they're really cute, but some people think they, like, look really alien and, like, odd.
I think they're really cute.
I've only ever seen an axolotl when it was drawn in an anime. when they went on a date to an aquarium. And she's like, oh my god, it's an axolotl.
Have you seen that, like, axolotls have very, very slow reaction speeds. So, like, a rock will drop on their face, and then, like, 5 seconds later, they'll react. It's so funny. Yeah,
that's so cute. So all these creatures, like, it begs the question of how evolution has allowed them to like stay alive this long.
I feel personally attacked right now. I don't know why, but that like really resonated with me for some reason. I don't know, guys. I don't seek out like cute animal fat. Like I just feel like I feel like we've been over this. But when people point out dogs on the street, I'm like, shut up.
Okay, so Rena's a psychopath, but I have a cute animal fact. Did you guys know that cows have best friends?
Whoa.
This is so cute, okay? Like, I'm not even kidding you. So, like, first of all, they have the capability of, like, identifying each other as individuals. And, like, they did a study where they found that, like, cows, if they saw a picture of a cow, they would know which cow it is. Like, to us, they look like cows, but, like, they know which one is, like, and, like, when they're out grazing on the field, they'll stand next to their best friend, and cows who like stand with their friends are like overall like healthier, they're less anxious, like they're like more relaxed and they're happier. Like, is that not the cutest thing you've ever heard? Like, cows have what I don't have, and I'm like, that thing is just like so beautiful. And
Lena, literally, I don't know what you're trying to tell us, where it's like, oh, like, do you ever just have those friends where like they're fine, but you can't be bothered to find new friends anyway? So like, cows have best friends. Isn't it so crazy that they have what I don't have?
That's kind of crazy, eh?
Concentrate on the facts, you know? Concentrate on the cuteness and not the subtle messages that I may or may not be sending out. But isn't that cute?
Yeah, that's pretty cute. Yeah.
I don't really talk about all day. It's like, huh, this grass is really
cool. Oh, yeah!
I bet the grass is better on the other side.
Josh, that was so bad. I'm mad that I laughed.
Please,
I'm like, I'm mad that I laughed. Put Josh in the waiting room. He needs a timeout.
Yeah, I mean, like, do they understand cow language?
I guess. Wait, I've always thought that. Like, when animals, like, make animal sounds, like, are they... saying things?
Yeah, because have you watched the film Arrival?
No.
The alien one.
Oh,
so the premise is aliens come down to Earth, And instead of trying to fight them, they try to like learn their language and like try and communicate with them. And I'm like what about like dogs and cows and stuff? Like, can't we try and figure out their language? Like get the world's best like linguist and like try and crack the code. Like I feel like that'd be so good for humanity. Like literally, like if we could communicate to dogs.
That would be awesome if we could crack the code.
I think I also had some other like animal phases. So back in like year 5-ish, like when I was 10-ish, I had
Year
like
five was a wild
a
year for you, my guy. Like,
I had like a big platypus phase. I thought it was just like the coolest thing, like coolest
okay,
animal.
Phineas.
Because they'd be like this like odd conglomerate of like different animal parts, and like people thought they were fake when they first saw them. Like they're pretty cool. And like year 7-ish, big panda phase. Like wrote all my school reports on them, things like that. Anyways.
Oh my god. Wait, the platypus thing is so real. Like, I remember learning that when British explorers first came to Australia, they brought back, you know, like they brought like botanists and like what a zoologist, whatever, and then they brought back a sample of a platypus to England and people thought it was a prank. Like they had stitched together like bits of a dock and stuff like that. And also, don't like male platypi have like
They have a
poison
poisoned like
somewhere?
sting kind of thing on their like the back webbed foot. And they also have like electromagnetic sensors on their bill. So they're actually like almost blind, I think, but they like sense their way. So they can swim even if the like river's like very, very muddy and there's like silt particles in the water, like suspended in the water, they can still see. So they're like actually one of the most dangerous animals.
So that's different from those like whales that have like the huge heads. Like, is that the same thing? Like, you know how they can see
I think
using
that's
their
like
head?
echolocation though. So they like will send out a sound like bats do
Oh,
and they'll
okay.
like receive it. But this is like they'll have like you know how cars have like sensors that beep when you're like trying to you like reverse into your car park.
Yes.
It's like that, but like on the bill. But I don't think it beeps.
That's pretty cool.
That's actually really cool. I never thought about how the car thing
Mine doesn't
works.
even beep when I try to hit something though. Should it? Yeah, should it? Question mark? Or maybe I've just never backed it far enough to the point where it beeps. I'm just a really good
Heard
driver.
you crash like five
Can you calm
times.
down, please, Josh? That is not the point. Can you please remember better facts? Thank
Yeah,
you.
throw back to like season 1, episode 7 or something.
Yeah.
For all those who are wondering, you can go onto our Spotify and
Yeah,
check
yeah,
that
yeah.
episode out.
Everything's a legend. Again.
Well, those were some great animal facts, Josh. We're gonna take a break and then we'll be back with more animal videos.
Okay, so I have a couple of like different things in the tide of like Animal Kingdom. It was really hard for me to think of stuff because I feel like I don't just seek out like, oh my god, like otters hold hands, like that's so cute. But I know that when I was younger, I was obsessed with dogs, and then I kind of grew out of that phase because my mom like was like, you can't get a dog, and I got really depressed, so I just like blocked it all out. But I was like obsessed with dogs. Like at the school book fair, I would always buy like a book on dogs. Like we would watch like all the buddy movies together or whatever. And then I think at one point my family just nicknamed me like Doggy, and I don't know where that came from, but my parents will call me that sometimes, and I'm like, oh, nostalgia. But I asked my sister about it because I was actually curious, and she was like, bro, it's because you literally thought you were a dog at one point. And I was like, what? Like, what? And she's like, yeah, you like literally like in the summer, like you just stick your tongue out and start panting because it was like, you know, and I was like, what the heck? And she's like, and you just like run around. And I remember doing this. I remember the tongue thing. That's all alleged. But she was like, you used to like get down on all fours and like run really fast. And I specifically remember doing this though, because I remember in elementary school, I was surprisingly considered like pretty cool. But I remember like people
Okay,
were
the
like
lies
crow.
stop now.
No, I'm not even kidding y'all. Like I was surprisingly like pretty cool for at least like second and fourth grade. Fifth and sixth was like kind of like rough time for me. But I remember people were like crawling, and I was like, that is not how you do it. Like I literally like have you ever like as a kid but truly believe that you could fly? I feel like I'm like digging myself into like a really deep hole here. But I think as a child, I thought I was like some kind of prodigy. Like I have vivid memories of like specifically believing I could fly, like actually probably like flying at one point, but maybe looking back I was just running really fast. I don't know. But anyways, I remember at one point people were like crawling on the playground. And I was like, that's not how you do it. And I thought I was like some child, like athlete prodigy. And I ran like really fast on all fours, which is just like you're in downward dog. And then you just kind of like, but I do that all the time. And I specifically remember doing that. I'd like race my siblings, my friends, whatever. I thought it was like fun. So that's why, yeah.
And now you don't like dogs.
No, I like dogs. I just don't like it when people think it's a personality and then point them out on the street. Like, I love dogs, but I'm not gonna be like, oh my god, like, look at that dog! When it's, like, walking by, you know what I mean? Like, I like dogs, okay, but I think I just hate the people who, like, point them out so much to the point where I'm like, I'm not gonna be like you. But, like, I like dogs. I will get a dog when I'm older. But, yeah. But that's not my fun. I feel like I just had to share that, because a lot of people hate on me. They're like, oh my god, you hate dogs? And I'm like, no, if you only knew who I was.
I love dogs so much. I was a dog.
Yeah, I literally, I'm not even playing, like, I was literally Mowgli at one point. Like, I literally thought I was... I feel like I'm drifting further and further away from Josh every time I talk about my past. Like, he's like, I drew the line at Lena being Dumbledore, but, like, I can't, I really can't with, like, you thinking you were a dog. But anyways, that's not my fun fact. I feel like that's just for the audio portion. But for the visual portion, since we're doing videos now, I wanted to ask if you guys have ever seen the inside of a kangaroo pouch.
I have not.
No, are we supposed to have?
Okay. Okay, you Australians. I'm gonna teach you a little lesson. A little screen sharing. Okay, I'm too excited. Listen, so my high school friend, like, I literally, we were just chatting on the group chat, like, whatever, boys probably, and then she's like, oh my god, like, you have to watch this video, and I was like, what is it? And I am scarred forever, like, I literally regret.
Don't show me if it's bad.
Clicking on it.
I'm so nervous.
No, can you calm down? It's not bad. It's just not what you expect. Josh, take your hands down. Stop covering your face. Come on, Josh. I don't know why I sounded Texan there. Okay, this is the inside of a kangaroo pouch. Like, it's not what you think it is. It's like bones! Isn't that weird? You'd think it'd be like soft and fluffy, but it's literally like bones. Like the inside of the whale in Pinocchio.
Wow, I did not expect that.
Wait, I'm more shook as to how big the baby was.
I know. Well, I mean, like, you know, one day if you have kids, you're gonna have to push one of those out too, but like, Jesus!
Oh my. Female crazy. Bodies are just like
crazy.
We do so much.
Anyways, that was my fun fact.
Wow, that's actually kind of wild.
The inside of a kangaroo pouch. Oh.
I feel like in real life, if you like try and get close to one, they'll like kick you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. Wait, wasn't that lady a couple of years ago, Josh, in Australia, and she was like hiking in like Western Australia or something, and then a kangaroo came and just like jumped on her head.
What?
Oh,
and, like,
what?
She would laugh because, like, she was in hospital for quite a while.
Yeah. But,
like, it was, like, jumping, and I guess she was in its way, and it just, like, used her head as, like, a springboard. But they're incredible. Like, their like, muscle mass is, like, insane. Like, have you ever seen, like, a really jacked kangaroo?
The buff kangaroo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, human.
Wait, there's a movie... I swear there's a movie called Kangaroo Jack or something.
Kangaroo Jack!
Right, yeah, Kangaroo Jack! Kangaroo Jack! Josh, do you know what we're talking about?
No idea, what's it called? Kangaroo what?
I have no recollection of this movie except for the fact that I owned it. It's called Kangaroo Jack. But it's like
everyone had this DVD as a kid.
Yeah, yes, everyone had this... There are so many DVDs that I just have that my family bought from, like, circa 2003 era, and it's like, I would never watch these now, but they still, like, live in the back of my mind, like, oh yeah, Kangaroo Jack.
Like, looks vaguely familiar, like, it tugs at the back of my brain, but I don't, like, recall watching it.
Yeah! Like, those giant $5 DVD bins, I feel like my parents should be like, and just, like, scoop it up, and be like, oh yeah, like, what's on today? They're gonna be people who like have no idea what Kangaroo Jack is, but to the few that do,
we see.
Wow, I remember when animal movies used to be like. Do you remember like Dr. Dolittle? Like animal movies. I think the animal movie popularity phase crossed over with my like I thought I was an animal phase. Like, did you guys ever watch the buddy movies? Like the movies about like literal golden retrievers who played sports.
There's a Christmas one.
Yeah,
right?
Or there's like Space Buddies. The Christmas Buddies. But then there was also like Cats versus Dogs. Cats versus Dogs was so cool. I'm not even gonna lie to you. It was a spy movie, but with like cats and dogs.
Wait, no, cats. Yes, no, cats and dogs, right?
Cats and dogs. Yes, oh, it's not cats versus dogs, just cats and dogs. So good.
So good. And like G-Force, like you guys.
The hamster?
Like, yes, with the gerbils. Yes. Are you crazy? Or like Dr. Doolittle was a movie where like the vet could talk to animals. Guys.
I haven't thought about these movies in so long.
This is like, I know, this is like a big chunk of my childhood, which like it now all makes sense. Also, to be clear, I didn't actually think I was a dog. I just thought that I was like very physically talented and like I thought I could fly, okay? Like,
as if that's any better.
Hey now.
No, that's just a normal thing to do when you're 10 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I had to have been, like, 8 or, like, yeah, 10 or 8. Yeah, but
or, like, 14 or 17.
Crazy. Oh, my God.
Just, like, keep raising.
No. Just keep raising. No. Definitely not past year 4. Definitely not past year 4. I mean, 4th grade. God, year 4. Ugh! 4th grade.
Welcome to the dark side.
Wow, there haven't been, like, many animal movies. Like, I guess Zootopia, but, like, no, like, real-life animals talking movies lately.
Lion King? I didn't watch it. It's the Lion King remake.
Oh, the live-action Lion King was so awful. Really? I couldn't even finish it, like, because I was watching it on the plane. I love flights because you can watch movies, but I couldn't even finish it. It was so awful. It was, like, literally, like, the exact same as the animated Lion King, but, like, animated, like, real-life-looking animals, but it's, like, obviously worse because you don't want to see, like, a bird voiced by John Oliver, like, being the bird. Like, you'd much rather watch, like, the animated, and, like, the thing that they put in so much effort to, like, 3D CGI, like, animate this to look real, and it's, like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Necessary. Although, have I told the story about how, like, I was watching The Lion King, like, the remake on the plane, like, on the way...
I'm getting deja vu.
To Boston. You know, I think I've told this story. And, like, I started crying because it was, like, I was, like, really, like, jet-lagged and, like, I had insomnia and I was, like, in a very
delicate Yeah, I remember this story.
And, like, I just realized it was a shock.
Yeah, and then I think this is after where I was, like, it sucked,
yeah.
Lena.
Yeah, we told the story.
Yeah, Lena, do we take a break or, like, do you want to just go?
Yeah, let's take a break. Back for the last third of episode 3 of season 2.
Yes.
And something that like really like horrified me about Animal Kingdom, like this isn't even contrived, like it sounds contrived, but like I was like scrolling on Instagram and I'm just gonna show you, like I feel like there's no way that I can set this up.
I'm afraid
that, like, can prepare you.
Oh.
Ew, what is it? Is that a shark? Oh, don't they... What?
Oh,
sea turtle? That. Ew!
It looks like some horror movie.
Ew!
Before you guys, like, if you're listening, just Google really quickly sea turtle spikes. And, like, one of the first images, like, all the images will pop up. Because I think this was, like, trending a couple of months ago, maybe, or even years ago. But...
months, years.
There's a bunch of sea turtle species... in particular, leatherbacks, loggerheads, and green sea turtles, and they have, like, these things in their mouths, and they're called, like, papillae, I don't know, it's Latin. Josh, help me out.
Pen, pineapple, papillae, pen.
It sounds very vaguely familiar.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But they're, like, spikes in, like, their mouths, and the purpose is, so, like, sea turtles are, like, swimming in the water, you know, they're just vibing, and, like, they eat, but, like, every time they open their mouths for, like, whatever purpose, they, all this, like, water would come in and out, I think. Wait, let me actually read this. I have a source. I researched this, and this is from All That's Interesting. Apparently, sea turtles don't have the luxury of swallowing their food on dry land. Every time a sea turtle opens its mouth, water gushes in and pours out, carrying any, yeah, so water moves in and out because they're, like, always in water. And so, like, they can't stop their food from, like, leaving their stomachs. So they need the spikes to trap their food every time they open their mouth. Mona looks so disgusted.
This is, like, I feel like, oh, this is literally, like, I'm having throwbacks. No, I'm literally having throwbacks to when I first got braces and, like, prior to braces. Like, actually, I don't know if I want to share this, but, like, I was always known as a kid who, like, spit everywhere. Like really rabid. I don't know. I feel like me as a kid, like, it was just, like, unbrushed hair, like, ponytail for 2 weeks straight, like beady eyes, like, unkempt. Like, I will send you a childhood photo. And so I was known as a kid who, like, spit, like, literally everywhere. But I remember when I first got braces, everyone was like, oh no, like, she has braces now, like, is it gonna be worse, like say it, don't spray it. But I remember, like, when I first got braces, things would get stuck, like, in my bracket, so it was, like, a nice, like, little barrier, you know, to from the, anyway, so that's why I felt personally at home hearing about this sea turtle story. But yeah, I was, like, a really rabid child. I'm, like, kind of upset, like, this is the picture I painted for myself, but it's okay, it just means the globe will hit that much harder, you guys.
It's kind of wild. Does it, like, chew with its spines?
I don't think so. Because, like, they have like, beaks, right? Like, they have, like, sharp beaks. And then they just probably, I'm assuming they just swallow stuff whole.
Wow.
But, like, I don't think they chew with them. Like, apparently they're not. Like, they look really sharp and scary. Like, I thought I was looking inside a shark's mouth.
Yeah, they look like a shark.
They're not as sharp as they appear. Like, they're more, like, maybe firm bristles. So I don't think they'd be able to use them to chew. But it just seems, like, so, like, at odds with my image of what, like, a cute, peaceful sea turtle is. Like,
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was, like, did you guys ever go through a marine biology phase? Like, I feel like
What?
No, because, like, I don't know how universal this is, but I have noticed it a little bit. Like, there's a lot of people, like, kids who, when they're kids, they're, like, oh, kids, were they kids? They're like, I want to be a marine biologist.
Wait, I knew, I didn't go through that phase, but I literally know that girl. Like, I literally that girl. The horse
we
girl.
We all know this person, right?
Yeah, we all know the marine biologist bitch. No, it's so funny, because literally on Facebook the other day, I forgot that I was friends with her, and it was like, she was putting up a GoFundMe, because she's doing, like, some, like, underwater, like, research thing, and she's like, but, like, a fellowship, but she's like, I need, like, funding, and I was like, she really went and did it. She really went and became a marine biologist. But yeah, I didn't go through that phase. But apparently you did.
I did not. Otherwise, I would have known this fact. What about you, Josh? Did you ever have, like, an innate interest in sea life?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember having... Yeah, I don't think so. I had, like, fascinations with, like, rocks and plants, but nothing
rocks under the and water. Plants. I feel like I was never into the real animals because they were, like, not as cool as the fake animals, but I just remembered another series. Did you guys... I'm so excited! Did you guys ever read that book series about, like, the owls? Do you know what I'm talking about? Shoot, what is
Legend of the Guardian?
Yes! Legend of the Guardian! Okay, Josh, what do you do? Literally, I remember, I feel like real biology isn't as cool as, like, what, like, warriors, like, but Legend of the Guardians, so good. The movie, I literally am going to rewatch the movie after this. Josh, Lena, do you, I really, it's just about, like, owls.
But they're, like, they have, like, a destiny. Like, they're, like, fighters or something.
I can't remember exactly, but I know that they're, like, evil owls, and there's, like, literal battles where, like, they'll, like, kill each other. Who, like, literally, who comes out, like, who comes up with these things? Legend of the Guardian plot. Okay. Here, while I'm searching this, guys, I found a photo of me from 8th grade. I'm gonna send it to you guys, because I just want you to know, like, this was, like, probably, like, post, like, just getting over being like, this is when I first got my braces, I think, but I just want you guys to know that, like, I was, like, a beady, like, loud, like, rabid. So, like, it all makes sense. Like, I don't want you guys to, like, look at me now and be like, she thought she was a dog. Like, I want you to look at old me. New me is, like, different. We've changed.
It's the side fringe for me.
I've had it.
Your hairline.
I've fully had it since fourth grade.
And the fringe sweeps over.
I remember I deliberately pin it, like, this way overnight so it swooped perfectly. But I also took this in Algebra 2, and you can see that I'm in the corner because I got moved there since I talk too much. But anyways. Oh, okay. I literally don't even... I'm reading the plot of Legend of the Guardians, but I can't even describe it. I feel like it's just a book series about, like, owls, and some of them are, like, super elite, and some of them are not, and then there's two brothers, and then one of them becomes, like, evil and joins the elite, while the other one, like, gathers, like, the other owls to, like, defeat the pure ones. Right?
Yeah. It was something like... I'm just remembering the movie, because I've watched the movie more than I've read the book.
Oh, yeah,
the movie. Like, the evil owls are collecting some, like, material.
Oh, yeah, to make... Yes! Yes!
Welcome back to the Legend of the Guardian podcast with Myrna and Lena, and not Josh.
Josh, I can't, like... I just don't... I feel like I've never met anyone who, like, didn't read... Like, the weird, like, animal books. Maybe it was just, like, me. I feel like I definitely... You remember when in Percy Jackson they had, like, Pegasus? Like, mm-hmm. introduced... I remember during recess, we would, like, pretend to own Pegasus. It was pretty cool. So I've determined that we all would not be friends if we had met, like, before college. Like, if we had met in elementary. Anyways, moving away.
Wait, so back to sea turtles. Are you guys scared of the ocean? Because I feel like I didn't know that this was a thing until, like, again, like, this was, like, trending on the internet a while ago, but, like, have you guys heard of, thalassophobia?
No.
It's, like, a fear of deep water. And so, like, I personally was fine as a kid, and then from, like, the ages of, like, 13 to, like, 17, for some reason, I, like, developed this morbid fear of the ocean, and, like, I couldn't go into it, because I felt like I would, like, the unknown of it all.
But then this sounds like the start to a K-drama, low-key.
Low-key! But I managed to conquer my fear, and I, like, I don't know, I feel like I don't get enough credit for that. Like, I was, like, so scared of the ocean, but now, like, I can go into it.
Okay, yeah, gold star. Like, everyone, give Lena some credit. Woo! 5-star reviews, one for every, like, one gold star for everyone who approves of Lena getting over her fear. Everyone, thank you. We're so proud of her for coming this far. But also, okay, not to make funny, but, like, how did you, like, not making fun of you, but how did you, like, ever develop this? Like, did you have an experience, like, in the deep ocean? Or were you just, like, suddenly you were like, oh my god?
Not at all. Like, it's really weird. And I feel like it coincided with, like, my personality as well. Like, when I hit puberty and I, like, became really awkward and, like, I hated myself and stuff like that. Like, for some reason, my fear of the ocean also, like, coincided. And then when I hit, like, 18 and I graduated and I left high school in the whole toxic environment, like, I decided, you know what, like, I'm gonna live my life the way I want to, like, I'm gonna be more outgoing, blah blah blah. And then for some reason, like, I went on a beach holiday with my friends and, like, I was fine in the water. So IDK, if someone wants to psychoanalyze this,
the literal coming of age
there's
movie.
No cute boy, there are no two cute boys that I get to choose from.
Oh my god, I know.
You can have, like, mermaids or whatever.
Oh my god! Mermaids! Did you ever watch H2O or Aquamarine?
H2O. Because I'm so, no ordinary.
So good, girl. So good. Okay, Josh, for another one for you.
We had different childhoods.
I get H2O and Aquamarine mixed up, but the concept is that there's, like, mermaids involved.
Aquamarine is... She is born a mermaid.
Yeah!
She's, like, a mermaid princess.
Yes.
And, like, the thing that I love about this is, like, everyone's mermaid childhood was, for some reason, centered in Australia. Like, Aquamarine is all about this, like, these, I think it's, like, American girls who are, like, in Australia for a holiday. Like,
yeah, and then they meet the mermaid, right?
Yeah. And then H2O is an Australian show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so when I first went to America and, like, I, like, told everyone I was Australian, maybe 60% of the time, the first question I got was, like, oh my god, like, do you know H2O? And that was, like, the first thing that I bonded with people over.
That's so funny. If I had, I definitely would have brought that up if I had, like, been watching H2O more recently. Like, I'd be like, oh my god, do you watch H2O? So good. Yeah.
Maybe if I watched it, I would have more friends.
Wow, okay. And then Josh has more friends than me, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Did you guys watch the Blue Water High? I think that's the only, like...
Blue Water High? No.
I think I watched it for, like, a hot minute. I don't remember anything about it.
It's, like, the surfing
one. No. Is this a...
Like, a surfing squad of
friends? I think it's an Australian show. But that's, like, an Australian beach setting show that I watched when I was
in. Oh, I haven't seen it, no.
Or like Ocean Girl, I think, was another one where like there's this girl could talk to the whales.
Wow, there's what kind of genre? I've never seen this, but there's like, oh, 1994. No wonder I've never seen this. This is One Tree Hill. Jesus.
Isn't that old?
It's bro, 1994.
Yeah, I feel like this is the one.
Dang. I mean, Josh is the oldest, so I guess it makes sense that, you know, kind of out of touch with, you know, with the kids we're watching. But okay, 1994.
Yeah.
Ocean Girl. Okay.
Maybe that's what I can bond over with my like interviewers. I'm like, did you watch Ocean Girl when you were a kid?
I feel like we just took a whole nother detour into like childhood, like TV show, like fandoms.
Why do we always go back to that? Is that the only time when we were interesting? Like, I feel like we're always like, I have a star from when I was 13.
The only time we were relevant. Wow.
Oh, dear.
Well, I can't think of anything recent. Yeah. I don't know. Childhood was a good time.
But I like the ocean, to go back to the kind of ocean theme. When people, because you know, like a really common the question is like oceans or forests, or like is it like oceans or mountains? I think
mountains, yeah.
And I think I always pick ocean.
Oh, I'd like to assume that I pick ocean, but I think I don't think I've ever been to either. I think I've been to like Jeju-do, but I feel like I've never been inside like an ocean. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we always just stopped at the beach,
like the beach is the ocean,
but like I've never been inside of it. Like, I've been on the sand, but I've never been like inside the.
In the water?
Yeah, the water. Yeah. I forgot the word.
I feel like choosing to go to the beach is always a difficult decision, because you're like, oh, sad.
Yeah,
like, oh,
and the sun.
This, like, towels and...
Yeah. But I've never been swimming inside of the water on the ocean, on the beach. But I've been to the beach. But I'd much prefer that over the mountains.
Is that because you, like, don't like swimming? Or, like,
I feel like it's just, like, there's nothing near me. I live in, like, New Mexico's, like, literally a desert. Like, I feel like in order to go to something, we'd have to go to, like, California. I think the only time I've been to the beach is, like, at California and stuff. But even then, it's, like, if we go, like, we're just gonna go, like, not swim inside. Also, you have to, like, get, like, Josh said, you have to kind of make a whole day out of it. And if you don't live there, it's really hard to, like, make the time to go, like, take out the whole day. Oh, but I've been to the Boston. Actually, I didn't go in the water in there either. Well, I guess I've just never been swimming outside of, like, a competitive, like, pool before.
In Australia, we have, like, pools that are, like, carved out of the rock that, like, juts out onto the ocean.
Oh.
So the water will just be, like, seawater, and the, like, waves will come in and refill it.
Oh, that's so cool, man. I'm gonna visit you guys. What the heck?
Aw, well. I guess it kind of turned that we started Animal Kingdom, and then it became, like...
Water.
The ocean.
The ocean.
But you guys know, like... We know so little about the ocean. Isn't that crazy? Like, I think I heard from someone that, like, we know more about space than the ocean. I don't know if that's, like, a quantitative fact, but, like, we know, like, so little about it, even though it's, like, on our planet.
Now, maybe if you finish your marine biology phase, we would know a little bit more, Lena. So I'm going to put that on you. Thank you for your contributions.
Because it's so deep, and it's so hot to go so deep.
Yeah.
And it's so dark.
Josh looks like he's like pondering. He's like hard pondering. Yeah, it's deep. It's dark. It's...
Maybe I've inspired Josh, and he can like now go like read a book, like something, and he'll come back and have like facts about the ocean.
He would. I mean, I'll just go rewatch Aquamarine and base all of my knowledge off of that. But
so I think we're at wrap up here. We've had a deep dive, as they say, because we're talking about the ocean. Yeah, anyways. And we're going to wrap up here. You can follow us on Instagram at ivypodcast, or email us at ivypodcast@gmail.com. You can leave us reviews, you can leave us confessions, you can get things off your chest. Tell us how much you love it, spread the word. You can also follow us on TikTok now, which has exclusive content.
Yeah, shout out. Our TikTok is great.
Oh, it's just at ivypodcast. Now, all right. Yeah, so thank you guys so much, and we'll see you in the next one.
Yeah, we'll be back next week with more Aigu-worthy content.
Aigu-worthy content. I feel like you're trying to make that a thing. I'll let you make that a thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it a thing.
Okay.